For almost 2 years, I spent a couple hours a week with Will. Will volunteered at the food shelf where I worked part-time while I was still in graduate school. He was African-American and twice my age. He was the father of three daughters and already a grandfather. And Will was a recovering and still struggling alcoholic. For 2 years, I walked a few blocks from where I lived to a rehab center that specialized in alcohol dependency. It was not a Christian clinic, but they gave me permission to hold a Bible study once a week in one of their conference rooms for anyone who was interested. Not yet married me had plenty of time and energy to spare. I was 22 the first time I made that walk, praying as I made my way up 19th Avenue. A few times there were four or five people, but usually there was only one, and sometimes no one showed. Each week I wandered the halls of the clinic, trying to round up a few to come sit and read with me for an hour. Most of them were 20 or 30 years older than I. They usually greeted me with a warm smile and a friendly reverend. One day I met Will. Will's grandmother had taught him the Bible, and she had taught him well enough that he remembered a verse here and there. Will came most weeks, even meeting me at the food shelf when he stopped his treatment at the clinic. Every week I walked the halls looking for more takers, but most weeks it was just me and Will, reading slowly through the Gospel of John. Some weeks he did better than others with his rehab, but I began to see his faith grow and come alive as we opened the Bible together. Eventually, I moved to another neighborhood and started going to another church. I didn't keep up with Will after that, but to this day, I can't imagine a better way I could have spent all those Wednesday afternoons, alone with Will, telling him more about Jesus. Hardly anybody knew I had gone to the clinic each week, sometimes sitting there alone for 15 or 20 minutes, before giving up and walking home. But God taught me a lot about myself and about our mission in the world on those Wednesdays, between 2:30 and 4 p.m. Most of all, he taught me that living for his glory is not about building the biggest ministry or winning the most people, but about faithfully telling people about my King, wherever he leads me. In fact, his glory often shines even more brightly in the small, quiet, unseen things we do for him, in people like Will. Authority, clarity, and urgency. We are saved to go out into the world, single or married, for the glory of our Jesus, to make him known as our Lord, Savior, and greatest treasure. Redemption is a life-saving rescue, but it also involves a profound rewiring and repurposing. Conversion is about commission, not just salvation, because we're not saved to be saved, but saved to be sent. But how do we individually live out God's purpose for us in our everyday lives? With some of his very last words on earth, Jesus sent his disciples into the world to change the world. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. We call it the Great Commission because of its authority, its clarity, and its urgency. If the President of the United States...